So last week I started a series of three stewardship sermons, since we're in that season, based on the readings that were given each week. Last week's theme was, do you remember it? Gratitude. From the story of the 10 lepers and the healing of Naaman. This week, we've got two more wonderful stories to contend with. And the theme is woven throughout them all and just stated explicitly in the epistle reading. Persistence. Whether the time is unfavorable or favorable. So the stories, Luke's got this wonderful story of the widow and the unjust judge. The judge who says, ugh, I will grant her justice just so she doesn't wear me out. So the translation is much more interesting. It's more like she will give me, so she doesn't give me a black eye. Literally, it's so she doesn't blacken my face, which means to shame me in front of everybody else who can see what justice is, the justice that I'm not giving. It's genius. The woman is just depending on a core value that everybody holds in common, even the judge. They all understand what justice looks like. That's why she can just keep coming. Everybody will see this. All it takes is persistence. And that's the heart of stewardship right there. Just finding what matters most to you, tying that back into deep reality, to what is true, always and everywhere, doing it with others, and never giving up. And there's this other story from Genesis, another core story to the big story. Jacob wrestling with a stranger at night. Jacob gets in a fight. It's not the first time. And he walks away from it with a limp and with a new name. It's a great story, what's happening here. He starts out just going at the other guy like any opponent, either win or die. And Jacob wins, always. But then in the middle of it, he starts realizing this isn't the same as it always has been. It's more like a wrestling with himself or wrestling with the divine. And there's this great, poignant line toward the end of it. He can't win, but he won't let go. I will not let you go until you bless me. Asking for the world. And the angel gives it to him in a way he didn't expect. Gives him a new name. His real name. Yisrael. God contender. The one who wrestles with God and lives, prevails even. So I think both of those can be a great map for us as we steward our lives as individuals and as we steward our life together in this beloved place. There's different ways to struggle and wrestle, either oppositionally, or we strive together for something that is a blessing that is larger than any one of us. Right now, that is a forgotten notion in the culture worldwide. We are just at each other's throat, tooth and nail, worldwide, oppositionally. It really has become, I need to eliminate you to win. What do we think is going to happen? How much are we going to burn down and burn through to win? It's insane. And it's universal. It's everywhere. So I'm going to go on a limb here. It's even here at St. Paul's. So how we do it, though, how we struggle is everything. It can make us or break us. Wow, that's power. So should we hang flags for particular causes on our buildings? That's a question that has strong opinion in both directions. I have heard it since the day I came, almost. How do we sing our prayer? That's another question. And we had our Juneteenth celebration, and we had spirituals, and we sang in different ways and played in different ways. I heard really strong response after the service. Wow, that was amazing. I love the tambourine. I love the clapping. I loved the singing that just felt like church. And then filtering back over the next months, I heard other opinion. One person expressed it, I think, beautifully and succinctly. If I had known what was going to happen that morning, I wouldn't have come. So, wow, what a wonderful and fantastic opportunity for persistence. Because can you hear both of those points of view come from the same core value? Our core value of excellence in worship. But what's beneath that? What does excellence look like? Feel like? That's where we get into lots of points of view. And that is a conversation worth wrestling over. Not oppositionally, because if there's a winner, we all lose. But if there is a larger whole, if there's a larger possibility, if there's something we are being called into, then this is the electricity, the differences that create something new or whole that helps us find a greater unity. That's what Jacob is into. So when I was a monk back in the monastery, we had a summer camp, an inner city summer camp and year-round after-school program. And one year we were training the counselors in conflict management with their campers, and we brought in someone who was extraordinary. He worked in the prison system in Massachusetts. And I'll never forget this one super basic but effective tool she said of, see if you can get people on the same side of a conflict, meaning they don't agree, but they, instead of making each other the problem is the problem. The issue itself is the thing that's on the other side of the table. How do we keep our relationship in the midst of this struggle? Suddenly, both parties are trying to figure that out creatively. Staying in relationship, looking for a justice that includes us all, core values that we're all mapping to. That's stewardship's work. This deeper conversation that takes us into deep listening and maybe even into reconciliation and always into new identity and greater truth. You might have read this week in the letter that one of our wardens, Anthony Crissy, sent out on behalf of the vestry that we're going to be convening a bunch of conversations this fall as the end of the three-year process of transition that will help the vestry decide in future direction. And yes, there is this one formal leadership decision coming up. That's my position. And I will say early and often something, quote the great civil rights founder Ella Baker, when she said, strong people don't need strong leaders. It's about the movement of the spirit. What's happening there? This is a strong congregation. So one of the focuses of the conversation will be, how are we doing in our leadership? Because everyone is a leader. We lead by our action. Always. every minute of the day. How are we wrestling together? What blessing is starting to show itself as we do this worthy wrestling, listening together? Who is God calling us into being at this moment? It's one of the great blessings of transition is to hear that just a little different and a little louder than we often do. And that takes persistence. Coming back over and over and over and over again to carry it out. And our stewardship is to persist in being what we already are. This flare-up of the movement that Jesus started that makes real how God is breaking in and breaking out in this inclusivity that includes everything and everyone, in this extreme abundance that is without limit, and in this unstoppable justice. And we pledge to do that work together. Speaking of pledging, financial giving is not the only way of giving. I would say it's a little bit further down in the list. It starts by just opening hearts to one another. That's the giving. But that financial giving is a great way of being invested in the conversation, of being at the table as a stakeholder. It will change you if it doesn't change anyone else. Just try it and see. What we're invested in, we bring a different perspective to. And we're invested in one another, most of all. This solidarity that doesn't give up, that just keeps on together and prevails. So as you walk into the week with this second foundation stone of persistence, just carry these questions. You don't have to write them down or remember them. Whatever question comes back to you later, that's the question. What are you really wrestling with? What are you really wrestling with? There's always beneath that. So ask it a few times. Let it open up. And then, what's the core value that makes you wrestle? Because we don't wrestle for anything from which we don't have a core value. We're always operating out of our core values. Most of us don't really know what those personal core values are, but again, just ponder it. What's behind that, and what's behind that, and what's behind that? It will point toward it. And then, what is the blessing that your heart longs for? That question is like a compass. It'll point straight at the core value, your hunger. And we will listen to each other's hunger together. That is how we discern. It takes a lot of listening, but it's beautiful listening. And the persistence becomes the point, almost. So to do that, come back next week, and we'll keep talking about the third foundation. In this flowering of this abundant vision of God drawing us into community, belonging, and healing. That is what Jesus invites us to, always and everywhere, and at this table, now. Amen.